Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Munchcast is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com. This is Munchcast with Cammie Blackstone and Leo Laporte, episode 82, recorded May 23rd, 2010. Bubblegum! Munchcast is brought to you by Squarespace.com, the fast and easy way to publish a high-quality website or blog. For a free trial and 10% off your new account, go to squarespace.com/munchcast.
She gave me a quarter. She told me to tip the porter, but I ain't tip no porter. I bought some
bubblegum. I guess these guys went to camp. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Munchcast.
Yo, my mom's. She gave me a doing
the dance.
Instead, I bought some
bubblegum.
Bazooka, zooka, bubblegum. Bazooka, zooka, bubblegum.
I'm not sure what the I Dream a Genie like hand gesture has to do with bubblegum.
You never went to camp then. This is a song that you sing in camp.
It is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, Cammie Blackstone, excuse us, ladies and gentlemen, for the chomping sounds you hear in the background, but today's episode. Oh, look, she just blew it.
I'm not a good bubble blower.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know if maybe my gum is not quite at the right level.
Mm-hmm. Well, unfortunately, we have this excellent article on WikiHow that I was quoting from earlier. How to blow a bubble with bubble gum. Like, do you think people actually go to the web and look this shit stuff up?
I think that there are actually like bubblegum tutors out there that help people who maybe suffer from insufficient bubble blowing talent.
I can see how to tie a shoe. By the way, but how to blow bubblegum, really? But by the way, it's interesting what Google has decided the ad for this is gum disease treatment. I think they may be a little more literal with the word gum than
gum,
I would be.
Yeah. I do want to thank Rob, who's been a Munchcast listener from way back. He actually suggested this topic 2 years ago, like when we very first started.
We'll get around to your topic in just a moment. Meanwhile, enjoy this hold music. For 2 years later, the guy's a skeleton, but we're doing a show.
You know, it's worth the wait, though. There is so much to discuss with bubblegum.
I mean, it is.
You know, it's interesting. It's like the very first chewing gum was invented in 1848, but it wasn't.
Who thought that up? I mean, what exactly was it? Did they say here, if you take this? What is it? Rubber? I mean, what is it? The original
sorghum?
It's not sorghum.
What is it then? Some sap of some kind? I don't know.
I think rubber from a rubber tree plant. I don't know. Chicle. Isn't the original gum is chicle?
Chicle.
Well, that's from a rubber tree plant.
Well, then there you have it, Leo Laporte.
Road tar. Somebody's saying tar.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Could be. But it wasn't until 60 years later that the Fleer Company came out with bubble gum. So there was chewing gum, which is very different. Like your Dentine, your Trident, your Juicy Fruit. Very different from your Bubble Yum, your Bubblicious, your Bazooka, your Hubba Bubba, or any of those.
What do they have to do to make a gum a bubble gum?
They must have to. You know what? That is a mystery. Let's solve it now together as a family.
Is that what you do with Henry and Louis when they ask you a question? Mommy, where do babies come from? I don't know. Let's solve that together as a family.
Well, let's see. What's the difference? Different in what makes bubblegum bubblegum, right?
I'll tell you what. Let's have a musical interlude. While Cammie's looking, let's ask this rhetorical question.
Well, why can't somebody just chime in?
Only you.
about it now.
It's flavor on the bedpost overnight.
This musical interlude brought to you by Lonnie Doggin and now Cammy Blackstone. What is your answer?
Well, let me just tell you, old Walter Deamer.
Oh, of course.
Invented it by accident. And he ended up with something with bubbles. And let's see, he was working as an accountant for the Fleer Company. And he
an
started playing around with the
A bean counter invented bubble gum.
He was playing around with a recipe. And this one was a little different that he found, and it was a little bit less sticky than chewing gum.
See, Lisa's going to hear this episode, and she's going to say, see, I told you, you got to let the accountants get involved in the programming, because they're going to come up with some brilliant ideas.
Well, this is amazing. This guy, he figured out it stretched more, and that he could like put it in his mouth and blow a bubble, was less sticky. And so he took about a big glob of it, 5-pound glob of it, and walked around to all the dime stores in the area and sold it out in a whole afternoon. What? Can you imagine somebody walking around with a big glob of pink bubble gum?
Oh, look,
no one's ever seen it before. Here, take a pinch. Here you go.
And then, he has to do the WikiHow thing. He has to say, now, chew it for 2 minutes, because you have to get the sugar out of it. And then you place it behind your teeth. Mm-hmm. And flatten it with your tongue. Mm-hmm. And then you go.
Leo, go.
And then
Oh, my goodness.
It pops all over your face.
Well, if you are, you know, an amateur like you and I, well, yeah. But if you are Susan Montgomery Williams, well, this woman is like, I cannot believe she's not more famous.
Oh, that's the wrong one.
Those are those bubble
gum. Here she is, the Guinness World Record bubble gum blow. Unfortunately, it's on YouTube.
Yeah, she's done it all over. She's been on the Today Show. She's been everywhere.
Wait a minute, I gotta see this. We gotta do this in high def, baby. We gotta go full screen so everybody can see this. Now, for those of you listening at home, I'm gonna describe. There is a young woman standing against a flat white wall, and already we don't know what she looks like because the bubble is already at the beginning of the video as big as her face. Can it get any bigger? Let's watch.
Hands free.
She's not using her hands. Not that they would help.
She sounds like Darth Vader.
Now bigger than her head. That's her?
Oh, she's talking. Oh, my God. It looks like a...
And she says, let me see LeBron James do this. Oh, my goodness. She can talk.
You know why? Because LeBron James has a bubblegum brand.
He is already. Oh, I know it is.
She can talk.
While blowing. She's so amazing.
Excuse me. That's not Lydia, you know.
She doesn't talk well, but she can talk.
I can find that more unbelievable.
That's her talking. I'll tell you, for those of you not watching at home, you're missing an interesting image of her lips.
Oh, now she has to tip her head back because the balloon is so big. It's like...
This is where it's going to go. If it pops, it's going over.
Oh,
wait
a
minute.
She's got a bubble.
Oh, my God. We haven't seen this since 1982 in the amazing double bubble incident during the World Championships.
She must make those, you know, those Mickey Mouse balloons they have at Disneyland where it's like Mickey inside a balloon. She must do those.
I think the secret to this, patience.
And some really flexible lips.
You think she uses special, gum? Like maybe
that's got to be like a cup. That's like.
Okay, so the outer bubble is now twice the size of her head. The inner bubble is as big as the original bubble was. Oh, my God.
It looks like she may have some leftover gum on her face from a previous attempt.
It does look like she's got some gum on her face. Now, yeah, see, what they don't show you is the 14 other YouTube videos of it popping all over her hair.
Oh, my gosh. Now, I would wear a shower cap, I think, if I were Susan Montgomery.
I do believe she's practicing circular breathing. That is the technique of breathing in while you're breathing out. Because
oh, that's what those monks do, right?
Yeah. Imagine.
Okay, come on, Susan. Sorry, I'm just like completely... Oh, Leo. Leo, I am sorry.
I tried to do the same thing.
You cannot do... You are no Susan Montgomery Williams. She can just keep going.
This is,
it is amazing.
How long is this video?
Well...
This is like a Bergman video. show this.
There are dozens of them. And there's sometimes some of the videos that I saw on YouTube when I was looking her up, she actually holds the sides of it and then twists the ends on the sides till it looks like Stewie from Family Guy.
Oh, the inner bubble burst, but she's still going with the outer bubble.
Maybe the inner bubble helps the outer bubble grow.
Mm.
And then it's sacrificed. What?
This is disgusting. This is like a praying mantis eating her own. She's actually consuming the bubble from within. God.
It's awful.
What? Another bubble coming. Inside bubble. She's got a new inner bubble. I think she should write a book.
I just cannot believe she's not more famous. I mean, she holds the world record. She's been on dozens of shows. I just can't understand why she's not a superstar.
She's milking the hell out of this. I mean, how long has this been?
Well,
let me do a Squarespace commercial. We'll see if she's still blowing
and see how long it'll take.
I'll tell you what. We're going to let her continue to blow, and we'll come back in just a second. You're listening to Cammie Blackstone and Munchcast.
Or Blowcast today.
Blowcast. Brought to you today by the good friends, the good folks that we love so very much at Squarespace. You know what, Cammie? We're done trying to get this Munchcast website to ever come back.
I know. You know what? There's some weird thing happening where I keep having asked to moderate.
No.
So let's just go with Squarespace.
Squarespace. I'm telling you, this is ridiculous.
Squarespace.
Go to squarespace.com. 10% off. Use the offer code Munchcast. Now, this is 10% off for the rest, for the life of your website.
Wow.
So, I mean, you're talking forever. Squarespace is the place to make beautiful, beautiful websites, not just blogs, but it'll be perfect for Munchcast. But any kind of website, even a photography site, go to squarespace.com and click on the examples.
Are you telling me, wait a second, I'm just looking at it. Is it really only $8 a month?
You can spend more, but that's all we need to spend. Yeah.
$8 a month. That's like 1/10 of my bubblegum budget.
You could have a different site for every show.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, you're right.
You see?
Look at the people who are already using it.
Oh, yeah. Everybody uses it. Go to the example sites just because you'll get an idea of how different these can look. But then, Cammie, what I want you to do, we're going to set you up with this. In fact, go there right now, squarespace.com.
I'm there.
/Munchcast. And it's free. You don't need a credit card or anything. Just start setting up the site. Pick the template you want. You can modify it with images and so forth. You had some really great images that a friend had done that I never did get to use.
Oh, can we use those now?
Yes. Plus great stats. There's an iPhone app, so it's easy to post. You got the social integration with Twitter and Facebook and Quick and all of that, Pandora, everything. Photo galleries of all the food and the gum. Squarespace.com/Munchcast and use the coupon code Munchcast when you buy because you'll get 10% off for life. Now, back to the bubble blowing.
Okay. Is she still there? Is she still going? Oh, my God.
She hasn't stopped. There it goes. Oh, the humanity. Oh, but look. Look at that. She's got Teflon skin. What? Was that her voice? Wait a minute.
She sounds like Sam Elliott.
Listen to her voice.
Big bubbles, no troubles.
Holy cow. Holy cow.
Big bubbles, no troubles.
That
was her. Darth Vader, she sounds like, I don't know.
Well, she's a true athlete.
She sounds like Captain Lou Albano.
Lung capacity.
Actually, she kind of looks like
strength. Wow. You know what? She's an athlete.
She is. I mean, you must train. You'd have to train for years for that. Do you think there's a doping issue, though, going on in the bubble blowing?
I mean, people could, I don't know. There may be some kind of juice.
I think chapstick. There's kind of an overuse of chapstick, I believe.
Could very well be. Do you remember when, like around the mid-70s, at least for me, when Bubble Yum hit?
Bubble Yum. Because it was soft.
It's the first soft bubble gum because before that it was Bazooka or, any of the like baseball card sort of wacky packages.
Oh, and the baseball card stuff was so stiff and hard. It was like a board.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
But when Bubble Yum came out, everything changed. And I remember at Matanzas Elementary, where I was at the time, kids would go to candy stores and like buy boxes, cases of it. And then there's this whole black market of bubble yum.
Oh, wow.
And people would, you know, I would like, I had got like a dollar a week allowance and I would spend it on bubble yum that would ordinarily be like 30 cents. But because I had to buy it on the black market, on the black top of our, you know, playground.
Really? Because it was banned.
Was it banned?
I don't know. Was it?
Just no, they couldn't keep up with demand. They introduced it and they didn't think it was going to be that popular.
So it was just scarcity. It wasn't banned. It was just scarcity. Right.
And then, oh. The plot thickens. Not only was it just, you know, completely impossible to find, this crazy rumor came out that the key to making bubble yum so soft and easy to chew is that were either spider webs or spider eggs.
Yeah, see, that was in the days before Snopes.com.
Yeah.
You'd hear that stuff and you just have to believe it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of around the same time that there was that urban legend, not about bubblegum, I completely digress, about...
Spider eggs, though, is very popular.
Yeah. But do you remember when the Ohio Players came out with the Love roller coaster and they said that girl got murdered in the middle of it?
Like, that's the screaming?
Yeah. Oh, you don't remember that?
No.
That was like the same playground, really? I think I heard about the spider eggs in the bubblegum and then the woman being murdered on the Ohio Players song. So, before Snopes, yes. You kids don't fall hook, line, and sinker for that kind of stuff anymore because of Snopes. Thank God.
They're too smart.
That's right.
They're too smart. Now, what about Joe Garagiola?
Well, you know, baseball players have always been big bubblegum chewers.
Well, I think they've been tobacco chewers, but I think they've, you know, to improve the image.
But you can't
wait a minute. Before we do that, on the bubble yum stop, I just saw this link you sent me. Leonardo DiCaprio was a spokesman for bubble yum?
Yeah.
How old is he in this? Let's play this. Look at this. This is Leonardo DiCaprio in a bubble yum commercial.
This is a chunk of super soft bubble yum bubble gum. This is a loud something, tune pumping boom box. Both are known for blast. You know, the yum is the fun that never blows out. Big mouth busting bubble yum. Keeps it popping.
He's like 10 and he looks exactly the same.
I know. And he's a good, you know.
He's a good little shill.
Yes, he is.
Look at him. That's Leo DiCaprio. Good Lord. And he's still got the same lame ass part down the middle haircut.
Uh-huh. Hey, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I guess it's his trademark. It's pretty bad. He is wearing a necktie in this.
Under the flannel. It's a good look.
Look at the haircut. That's an affectation he's had for years, apparently. Wow. All right, well, we've learned something today. I didn't know Leonardo DiCaprio was a child star.
Oh, he's been in a lot of commercials. If you go ahead and go on YouTube sometime and just pull up Leonardo DiCaprio, he was a big child star. A lot of commercials. But going back to the baseball thing,
yeah.
I did not know that Big League Chew was actually invented by two Yankees.
That was Henry's favorite bubble gum.
Rob Nelson and Jim Bouton came up with the idea.
Oh.
For Big League Chew.
Here's Joe Garagiola, who, by the way, I always thought was the best baseball announcer for Big League Chew.
Welcome to the.
And by the way, I got to tell you, it's a different time. That ad took 30 seconds to get started, just with like crappy piano music for like. This, you know, I'm off to the bathroom by now.
They're shakies or strong.
What the hell? You can't start a commercial like that these days. By then, the guy's on the horse.
Okay, this is more than a commercial. This is the bubble blowing championship.
Okay.
So that's why.
Welcome to the baseball world of Joe Garagiola. This is World Series game number 3. Our show is brought to you by the BF Goodrich Tire Company. BF Goodrich. We're the other guy.
Maybe this is where Joe Garagiola got the bad
I promise
rap.
You a championship would be decided here tonight, and it will. Not between the Reds and the Red Sox, who are tied at one game apiece, but between these two men. This is the American League representative, Kurt Bavacqua, on your left, and the National League representative, Johnny Oates, on your right. Tonight, they will compete for a first prize of $1,000, plus $1,000 for his favorite charity in the Joe Garagiola Bazooka Big League Bubblegum Blowing Championship. You know, baseball okay, tells
yeah, mustaches get in the way of bubble gum blowing.
Seen quite enough of that.
You didn't want to see them blow their bubbles?
Really? Does it get more engaging as time goes on here?
I don't know.
By the way, is it true that cool everybody in the 70s looked like a porn star?
Who leads in earned runs? And a lot
look
of
that. That's Harry Reams, isn't it?
But who is baseball's number one bubble blower?
Wow.
Well, we set out to learn.
That's
who
as big as the lady
title.
Did.
And the players competed against their teammates and later against players from opposing clubs. We wound up with the champion in each league.
This is, they were really trying to clean up. This is what, you know what?
In the bubble.
In the light of the steroid scandal.
Wait, look at the caliper they used to measure the bubbles.
Yeah, it looks like baseball bats. That's bizarre. Little cardboard baseball bats. This is Bowie Kuhn, see, knew how to take a scandal-ridden sport and turn it into America's pastime. And in the light of the steroid scandals of our era.
Oh, my goodness, what's happening there?
I don't know what the knee action's all about.
Have you been working out? You have to ask guys on the ball club. I've been working out, I guess, about an hour a day the last week or so.
What tells you you're ready?
When the gum is bubble-able.
When the gum is what?
Bubble-able.
Oh, he's good. Oh, you could tell the serious look on his face. No. That's a duck.
Ah, bubble-able. Bubble-able.
Do you slump?
He's in a slump.
Do you figure you hit your slump or you peak too early?
I think I peaked too early.
You peaked too early. Although still a young man, Dodgers pitcher Andy Messersmith is one of the legends of bubble blowing.
Oh, God. This was not repeated, needless to say, in year two.
Okay. All right. Now, have you ever been to, I think it's San Luis Obispo, to Bubblegum Alley?
I have. There's bubblegum all over the wall.
Yeah. Okay, you just Google, do an image search for Bubblegum Alley. It is unbelievable. It looks like they took, I don't know, every elementary school desk in all of America and smashed them together and made a little alley because there's so much gum. It's incredible.
Well, now if you go, and it probably is worse than it used to be, but now if you go, probably it's de rigueur to stick some bubble gum on that wall, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because if you don't, well, you're not contributing to the local economy.
It's incredible.
I wonder how it got started, though.
I don't know who. I think it was Tom Lehrer who put the very first. Just kidding. Every time.
Everything. Tom Lehrer invented everything.
Yeah, he did.
See, people are spelling stuff in bubblegum now on Bubblegum Alley's wall.
It's incredible.
Oh, it's disgusting. That is just weird. But they, believe
all
it
that
or not,
ABC gum.
That's the reason people go to San Luis Obispo, right there. Bubblegum Alley.
Now, there are all kinds of different gums. I mean, there's bubble gum, obviously. But did you know that in addition to like Nicorette, which is a, you know, helps you quit smoking kind of gum, that there is a breast enhancement gum?
And how does it work?
I don't know, but apparently has a little something in it. And then I did just add a last minute link to our Google Doc thing here. Where did it go? Oh, I think it's on. Can you see something about... Oh, Leo, I'm sorry. I'm terrible at this.
Bubblegum camel balls?
There you go.
I was afraid of that.
I'm sorry, but this is a new bubblegum. It's made by Chicle.
This does not sell in the U.S., I'm presuming.
No, but the next time you go to Egypt, please pick some up. Please pick
really?
Some
is
up.
Really? Is it Egypt? It's liquid filled and extra sour.
And the camel looks surprised.
Chew my
very
balls,
surprised.
He's saying.
Very
that's what he's
surprised.
Saying. Man. That's just
so
disgusting.
That is one
that's so
brand.
Disgusting. I can't even.
But I will say that bubblegum does have great names. I mean, there is like the Big League Chew and there's Double Bubble, which was one of.
I love right. Big League Chew, I have to
but
say.
But don't you love just saying Bubblicious and Hubba Bubba?
Hubba Bubba is great.
Hubba Bubba is good. And that's what I'm chewing today. It's Hubba Bubba tape, bubblegum tape. Now, this one.
This is Bubblicious from 1981.
Oh.
1981 commercial.
Bubblicious. It's the ultimate bubble. Bubblicious.
It's the ultimate bubble.
Soft and juicy.
It's the ultimate bubble.
So delicious.
It's the ultimate bubble. It's the ultimate bubble. Bubblicious. The ultimate bubble.
Why is it ads from that era are so psychedelic?
I don't know, but that was a good one.
That's great.
The ultimate bubble. Now, even people who don't like to chew gum still like the flavor of bubble gum because it is different than regular gum flavor.
It is.
And I mean, like even pediatric medicines come in bubble gum flavors. Or
right.
Have you ever noticed, like at the dentist now, they'll say, do you want it when bubble they do
gum.
The...
Yeah.
It's always bubble gum.
Yeah. I always get the mint because I'm a traditionalist.
Yeah, me too. I feel like my teeth are not brushed unless it's minty.
Minty fresh.
Minty fresh.
But I can see the kids. And then look, here's the Hershey's Bubble Yum 5-Piece Complete Bath and Body Set.
Mm-hmm.
In case you don't smell enough like bubble gum, this is guaranteed to win any man. Oh, mama.
Now, in
you
fact,
you smell like bubble gum.
There is a shoe company from Brazil called Melissa, and they infuse all their shoes with the scent of bubble gum.
Bubble Yum Scented Body Mist, Bubble Yum Scented Body Wash, Bubble Yum Gift Lip Gloss. I got to get this. And Lip Balm. They infuse their shoes with bubble gum scent?
Right. It stays for about 6 months. So every time, you know, you're walking around, you know, and you take your shoes off and they normally would smell like big sweaty dogs. It's bubble gum.
Huh.
It's bubble gum.
Well, that's better than big sweaty dogs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you know that methyl anthralnylate is the... Is the smell in grape bubble gum?
No, I did not. I can't even say that.
A Manatee County, Florida middle school found itself inundated with vultures. We're attracted.
That's better than the Vulture County School inundated with manatees.
Manatees. I think so. They were attracted to a nearby landfill and took to pecking at pigs kept by agricultural students at the school. So what did the middle school do? Grape bubble gum, or at least the smell of grape bubble gum. Jeff Norris of Nuisance Wildlife Removal Incorporated said,
methyl anthralnylate in a vapor affects a nerve in the bird located in the beak, eyes, and throat. It's a little like a dentist hitting a nerve in your tooth. It's temporary, goes away almost immediately, and has no effect on people or pets.
In fact, most people say, smells like grape bubble gum in here.
But the vultures hate the scent and quickly take up residence elsewhere.
That is such a good thing to keep in mind, like if you are planning a trip across the desert or something.
Take some grape bubble gum with you. The
always
vultures.
Keep a pack with you at all times.
Did you know that Wrigley patented Viagra gum?
I heard that. It's not yet been released. But you know what? I mean, think about it. If you can chew gum to make yourself stop smoking cigarettes, if you can chew gum to enhance your breasts.
Well, wait a minute. But have we proven that chewing the gum does, in fact, augment the breastal tissue?
Well, I don't know if it's been proven, but there certainly is someone selling it. So, you know, sometimes people sell things and they don't always work, but they still sell
it. I saw a lot of that stuff in Egypt. They have racks of that stuff. Apparently, there's no FDA in Egypt.
Oh, really?
Oh, I'm sorry, Dubai. No, it wasn't Egypt. It was Dubai. Yeah, and there's no FDA in Dubai.
Okay, I'm looking at breast enhancement. Okay, Zoft breast enhancement gum.
Z-O-F-T. You know, I think I understand.
Larger, fuller, firmer breasts in just a few weeks, naturally and without a prescription. This innovative gum is superior to a pill because it is absorbed into the bloodstream immediately to give the powerful results you want. Not only that, it fights tooth decay.
Good. And you know, if you think about it, a bubble does look like a big booby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. They have testimonials, you know. It has a 100% guarantee.
Of course. Why do they always, you know, you got to figure it must be because they always do. So it must be that nobody ever claims those. Here's Sandra from Brooklyn, New York.
Hello, my name is Sandra from Brooklyn, New York. And I would like to begin by saying this is no ordinary gum. Definitely, I am very excited and happy in using this gum in conjunction with my weight loss diet because I wanted to lose about 40 pounds. I've lost 30 pounds so far.
Good for you.
And I didn't want to happen to me what happened to my friends when they've lost a lot of weight. Their cup size shrinks dramatically, and it just looks like older women, very old women.
Okay, let's stop right there. I don't really need to draw
a picture. I don't know. I think Leonardo DiCaprio would have been a better choice to sell this gum. He's just a much better shill. She was, Sandra just, she left me wanting more, you know.
She said, nah, I'm just going to stop.
Just let it go.
Yeah, let it go.
Let it go. Now, we did talk, when we talked to Susan Whiteside Fussell, I can't remember, she just got married, last time about all the new gums, and she talked about the gum, the chewing gums that change flavor.
I've been chewing those. It's been great. Did they make bubble gum like that?
You know, I don't know, but in the what brought that up when we were talking about it was Ruka Salt in Charlie and the
right.
Chocolate Factory.
Right.
And that was bubble gum in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
So who knows? So far, you know, we got the grape bubble gum and we got the traditional bubble gum.
Mm.
Should, you know, someday soon, you may be enhancing your breasts and quitting smoking to pot roast or pork chop bubble gum.
I hope there's an appropriate soundtrack.
All you have to do is just reach in and pull her out. Okay?
Okay. Oh, this is the Johnny Depp version.
You know, I never saw this version.
I haven't seen it either.
Because I'm a Gene Wilder kind of a. So Veruca's dad is going down into the bubble gum. Do they have Oompa Loompas in this version? Oh, I'm sorry. This is not going to fly.
I feel like I'm in a Beatles video.
Oh, no, no, no.
Salt, the little brute, has just gone down the garbage chute.
It's just awful.
You know what? I think we're wrong anyway. I think it's Violet Beauregard that chews the gum.
Violet Beauregard did the blueberry thing, right?
Yeah, that was the gum. So I... Pardon my blooper.
You mean that's it?
Do you even know what it is?
It's gum.
Yeah. It's a stick of the most amazing and sensational gum in the whole universe. Know why? Because this gum is a full three-course dinner all by itself.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm glad I didn't see that version. What is wrong with Johnny Depp? He's strange. Are you one of those... girls
that
really,
are you a Depp head? But I've not seen this version because I, like you, Gene Wilder, all the way. It was difficult for me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'll watch Johnny Depp in just about anything, but I just haven't made the leap for this one.
Violet, you're turning violet. That's the line.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Now, if you go to doublebubble.com/tour, you can actually see a virtual tour of bubblegum being made. And it doesn't look exactly like the way that Johnny Depp just pulled it out of that extruder. You know, that's a word I need to use more, extrude.
But that one was, that was one stick at a time.
Right.
Is it slash tour?
Yeah. It should be on your thingamajig.
Oh, double's not spelled the way you spell double.
Oh.
Not D-O-U-B-L-E, but D-U.
It's not?
No.
Oh, Cammy, go to the back.
No, I don't know how you spelled it, but I spelled it with a D-O-U, but it's a D-U-B.
There you go.
Yeah.
Double bubble. Has to rhyme perfectly.
D-U-B-B-L-E, bubble.com, which takes me to Tootsie. But
Tootsie Pop?
Tootsie Pop, because I guess they own Double Bubble.
You know, all of these different candy companies have been morphing into other ones. There's Double Bubble. There you are.
Here's the Double Bubble. Here's the tour. I think we brought the site down. I didn't think we could actually bring a massive candy operation like Tootsie Roll down.
I think their Oompa Loompas have Sundays off. Maybe that's it.
Wow. We actually brought the site down.
Oh, okay. Well, do that on your own time, people. And in the meantime, I did want to just kind of give a shout out to the Bro Mart in New Orleans. Leo, I put on your thing, there's the very top thing that they actually immortalized the oil spill in the Gulf on a cake. Have you seen this?
Mm.
It has nothing to do with gum, but it does have to do with Munchcast stuff because it is a cake. And I do think that cakes should be the new way we receive news because this cake, it's a beautiful...
A cake of the oil spill.
It's a cake of the oil spill in the Gulf. And it even has that big yellow thing that's made out of pantyhose and hair that's like trapping all oil.
Yeah. I'm looking for it. I don't see it. You put it on the...
It's on the very tip-top, tippy-tip-top.
Mm.
No?
No.
Ah, Jiminy Christmas.
You got to... This show has been plagued since day one.
I know. I'm sorry. It's my
With
own...
Linkus interruptus.
Wait, I hear... We're just going to do it again then. Here.
I see you typing. I see it typing. There it is. Okay. Oil spill illustrated on cake.
It is remarkable. And again, I do think all news.
And it has a little sign that says, thank you, BP. Wow. That is attractive. And
as somebody who's tried, it is not easy to make black frosting. It is not easy.
Especially one that looks quite so tarry and oily.
I know.
Well, Cammy,
isn't that incredible?
I am just, so a little update on an earlier story. Do we ever talk about the oil spill? I don't know. But anyway, there you go. Delicious BP cake.
I just wanted to point it out. We've never talked about the oil spill. We have talked about cake, and I thought that they just needed a little shout out. Close. Little shout out for their ingenious work.
And thanks to Rob for 2 years ago suggesting a bubblegum show. Your
this
call,
one's for you, baby.
Your call is important to us. An operator will be with you in just a moment, Rob, to take you on a virtual tour.
of a crashed site. I'm sorry.
You shouldn't apologize. These things happen.
It must be time to go. My child's arrived.
All right,
we have a baseball playoff game to attend.
Oh, is he playing in the playoffs?
My other son is.
How exciting. Well, good luck.
Yes.
All the best.
Thank you very much.
Go Irish.
Go Irish.
And we will see you next time.